Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this is very cool. Man, so many things to talk about here, but very cool. What we got coming up next hour for you. Open phones this 8 o'clock hour of the show, and then in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Man, it was about 2 weeks ago or so, and I had a great interview lined up. You know, many of our radio stations are Fox News Radio affiliates, and so especially our flagship station being a Fox News Radio affiliate, every morning, Monday through Friday, I'll have a lineup of potential guests that I can have on the show, thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio. And this gentleman is somebody I've had on the show before. He's actually been to Montana before. He was the headliner for, I think it was a Gallatin County GOP fall roundup event several years ago, if I remember right. But they brought in Mark Lauder, who is a special assistant to President Trump. He's now, big, high up in the America First Policy Institute. Anyway, I got to MC that event. He was a great speaker for that event. Great guy. Great to get a chance to meet him. And so now, you know, I'll have him on the radio from time to time. So this, you know, about a couple of weeks ago, I see Fox News Radio offered up a chance to chat with Mark Lauder and to talk about, you know, 1 month after the Trump assassination attempt, talk about the big stories in the news, you know, the political conventions and much more. So I thought, yeah, let's have a conversation with Mark Lauder. It's always great to get his insight. Well, one of our listeners was listening to that interview, listening to that show with Mark Lauder, and she said, golly, you know, I'm having this big event. She's doing an event in Billings, Montana tonight. And she thought, well, hey, what the heck? You know, I'll reach out to Mark Lauder. She just ran into him at the Republican National Convention, I think a week or two before that, and got a chance to meet him there. She's like, you know, I'll reach out, see if he wants to join us for our event. So she calls him up. He's like, you know what? I've been looking for an excuse to get back to Montana. So let's do it. So anyway, it's going to be great because now not only do we get to have a great guest on the show, but he's here on the ground in Montana, and he's going to be in studio with us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Mark Lauder, former special assistant to President Trump, and now basically like the communications director for the America First Policy Institute. And so, yeah, great to get his take on Montana and the national stuff as well. Plus, we'll take your phone calls when he's in here with us if you want to jump in on the conversation with a quick question or comment. But, yeah, in the meantime, we got the phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. Lots to talk about. I had a great trip to Big Sandy, Haver over the weekend, did several events over the weekend. Those events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. Got to chat with so many great folks. And then, of course, you had Robert F. Kennedy, RFK Jr., an incredible speech on Friday. And then he was at the Trump rally Friday night. I'll try to play a little bit of his speech at the rally for you here at some point this hour of this show. But, hey, you get to decide what we're going to talk about. I'll start with your phone calls right after this, 406-294-0970. Let's see, man, what else do we got? We got all sorts of stuff that we can or could talk about here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Back right after this.
Securing America.
This week marks the third anniversary of the American withdrawal from Afghanistan. The impact of that decision to remove American troops from the country is still being felt. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, discussed the situation with the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We know that the United States and our Western allies are more at risk today because there are terrorist groups and organizations that are based in Afghanistan that are plotting attacks against Americans.
Turner adds that with the Taliban now backing control of Afghanistan, that country is once again a security concern.
Continues to pose the threat that it did before 9/11, which is why America was there to begin with, to prevent that from happening.
The U.S. has had to commit additional resources to the Middle East to both help defend Israel and protect U.S. forces from attacks from Iranian-backed terrorist proxy groups. Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
John Tester is too afraid to come on Montana Talks and take your phone calls and phone calls from across Montana. But Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy isn't afraid to take your phone calls. He's been with us a few times. In fact, he joined us Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. If you missed it, great conversation. Full audio, go to MontanaTalks.com, click the on-demand button, or better yet, you can listen to it on Spotify or get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, and you'll get all the podcast audio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I said we would start with your phone calls, so let's do just that. First up on the phone lines this morning, we've got Sean in Libby. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind this morning? Good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Montana. How you all guys doing?
Doing great.
I was going through my video movies. I've been taking stuff out of storage and putting them on shelves I just built. And there's one movie that is so applicable today that it's remarkable. It's the Delta Force with Chuck Norris and Lee Marvin. And there's one particular scene in there where the terrorists, they're going after the Jews on this airplane. And I think this was right after the Entebbe situation where President Netanyahu's, I don't know if I pronounced that right, his brother got killed in it. But this movie was made just after that, 1986. And there's one particular scene in there where the terrorist leader is speaking to a prisoner, and he says, "We're going to be taking over the White House." And the prisoner goes, "Well, we're too powerful for that." He goes, "Don't count on it. We already have people within the country working on it." And that was so right on. And I go, that's 1986. And we had to take this. So anybody who's sitting on the, moderate Democrats or independents, they have to watch this movie, The Delta Force with Lee Marvin and Chuck Norris, because this explains extremely well exactly what's going on behind the walls of this government right now.
We're being taken down from within is what you hear a lot of people talk about. See, I was thinking more, if you were going to describe our current government, it's more like Delta farce instead of force. It's Delta farce. You know, the way they're running this country, it's just you would call it a joke if it didn't have such disastrous consequences right now. I saw something on Facebook. It was like some 1980s nostalgia meme over the weekend. And it said, "My boss asked me what my 5-year goals are, or my boss asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years?" And it was a picture of the movie Red Dawn from 1984, you know, when all the kids fight the Russians on American soil because the communists have invaded America. It's like, that one's a little too close to home right now, huh?
Yeah. Well, we need to pick up on these messages at the time Hollywood was still bona fide and in many ways, although it was slowly changing. The Chinese, I believe, bought up Walt Disney, and that's why we're having such a hard time with the media today. The Chinese were involved too.
We've got a media and a entertainment industry that used to, you know, make movies about how great America is, and
yes,
and now they make movies trashing America and undermining our country, just like our media constantly undermines our own country as well. All right, Sean, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Next up, Francis in Big Fork. Francis, what's going on?
Well, we got to support all our politicians, Gianforte, Zinke, Sheehy, everybody, because that's the only hope we really have. And we got to stand up, put up signs. Don't be afraid. You're what your neighbors have, you know. And just keep fighting. And don't be, I can't say nothing. And because like Israel, they're standing up for their beliefs and their God. You know, that's the main thing. And if you desert God, bad things happen. And so we just got to keep fighting and praying and don't give up.
That's right.
That's the main thing.
You know, it's so funny. The people that you talk about, people being too afraid to do anything, to say anything. I was up in Havre and Big Sandy. I was in John Tester's backyard of Big Sandy. And, man, the number of people that are opposed to John Tester in Big Sandy, it's huge. I mean, it's just massive. The people that know him the best, the people that know him the best are the most disappointed with what he is doing in Washington, D.C. and want to see him out of that office. I mean, it's just crazy.
Oh, yes. You know, fear is the worst thing because, you know, like the Democrats, they don't really fear the Republicans. So they've just been walking over top of them. Now we've got to stop and quit being nice. I mean,
we can be nice, but we still can stand up and...
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. That's exactly right. You know, but it was funny. So after we wrapped up our event in Big Sandy, got to talk with a whole bunch of great folks there. Norma Ashby Smith and Dwight Smith even came up from Great Falls. And you know, before they prayed for their meal, or while they were praying for their meal, by the way, they prayed for our country. And they prayed for the elections, and they prayed for Montana. It was so cool to see them. And Richard from Jordan, he and his nice family made the trip over. We saw a bunch of local families from the Big Sandy area that came in, and many who were in between harvest. So they dropped off a load of grain. They stopped in, grabbed a quick bite to eat or a beverage, said hi, and then they were right back to harvesting once again. Or maybe they were heading down to the Fireman's Concert in Loma. So we got to see so many great folks, even four young men from Havre. One of them lives in Missoula now, but they were out archery hunting for antelope, just in getting a quick bite to eat. So cool to talk with those young men. And but that night when I was at the Fusion Fights in Havre, you know, I wondered what the reaction would be like, because Havre used to be a Democrat stronghold. Hill County was a Democrat stronghold. Massive boos for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, and massive roaring applause for Donald Trump when you brought up all of those names that I just mentioned. So I had a big guest on the show a while back. Mark Lauder was a special assistant to President Trump. He's now with the America First Policy Institute. I forget what I was interviewing him about. You know, probably the big news of the day. One of our listeners heard him on the radio and said, you know, I should invite him out here to Montana, see if he wants to come to our event. So he's going to be in Montana. He's going to be in studio on Montana Talks coming up on Monday. So make sure you stay tuned. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10 right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, it's now that both the Republican and the Democrat national conventions have wrapped up, crazy to think that 20 years ago, I was at both the Republican and Democrat national conventions. I was just working as like a run. I was still in college. So it was kind of like a little summertime opportunity in between some of my military training that I had that summer and then before getting back to college. So it was an incredible opportunity. I was working as a runner for NBC's Today Show. You know, back then, the Today Show was a real popular show. And, you know, crowds would stand outside New York City, you know, while they were broadcasting live. And so it was a very popular show back then. And so, you know, it was Katie Couric and Matt Lauer back then. But my job as the runner was to go grab guests every day. So, you know, one day, you know, we'd do our morning huddle at 0:30 in the morning before the Today Show kicked off. And the producers would come to us and they'd say, okay, Aaron, I need you to go grab Tim Russert. And then I would, you know, go find Tim Russert. And then I would escort Tim Russert in so that he could be their guest on the Today Show that morning, right? And navigate them through, what was it, the Fleet Center in Boston? Do I remember that right? Anyway, and then the next day they're like, okay, Aaron, we need you to go grab Al Sharpton. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a fun one. So I went and grabbed Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton. And so I'm standing there as he's cussing somebody out, the Reverend, as he's cussing somebody out on the phone. It was pretty funny. And then one day all the other runners were jealous because they said, Aaron,
we need you to go grab Jon Stewart. You know, because The Daily Show and Jon Stewart, very popular show back then. You know, and Jon Stewart is, of course, very liberal, very left-wing guy. But he had some fun mocking the Democrat National Convention, mocking the DNC. I think he shows up for like one day a week on his old show, The Daily Show. But he started off, he was joking about the fact that here's the Democrat National Convention, you know, attacking billionaires. But then what do? They have a billionaire speaking on the stage. He continues.
It's all okay if it's our billionaire. I don't like billionaires, but it's all right. They had guys making fun of people for going to Yale and a bunch of people who went to Yale. The Democrats had people who prosecuted sexual predators and...
he showed a photo of Bill Clinton. Ooh, the crowd's laughing because Bill Clinton's photo is just sitting there hanging there for that one. Anyway, pretty funny if you actually watch the video there. But Jon Stewart mocking the Democrat National Convention. RFK Jr. showed up on the stage with President Trump at the Trump rally on Friday night. Let me just play part of this for you here, at least.
Not about the things that separate us, because we don't agree on everything, but on the values and the issues that bind us together. And one of the issues that he talked about was having safe food and ending the chronic disease epidemic. Our children are now the unhealthiest, sickest children in the world. Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. He said he didn't want any more $200 billion wars in Ukraine, that we could use that money back here in the United States. And the safest, the best way to build a safe America is to rebuild our industrial base and rebuild the middle class in this country. And he said he didn't want any more $200 billion wars in Ukraine, that we could use that money back here in the United States. And the safest, the best way to build a safe America is to rebuild our industrial base and rebuild the middle class in this country. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
Yeah, that's just about the first half of RFK Jr.'s speech at the Trump rally Friday night. But he had a very lengthy and an incredible speech earlier in the day Friday, where he announced that he was endorsing President Donald J. Trump. And I think Margot Cleveland with TheFederalist.com summed it up the best. She says, the reasons Robert Kennedy Jr. gave for limiting his campaign and endorsing Donald Trump aren't matters of partisanship or policy, but a matter of survival for our constitutional republic. She writes, Kennedy identified institutional corruption of both the government and the press, manifesting itself in government propaganda, a resort to censorship and media control, and the weaponization of the federal agencies as foundational threats to the country. Lawfare at the voting booth against both Trump and Kennedy further built the former Democrat's case for exiting the race. These complaints are not Republican or Democrat. Indeed, every American should be horrified by the weaponization of our government and the censorship industrial complex that converted the press from a check on our government to a co-conspirator. Boy, is that just a great summary there by Margot Cleveland. And especially during COVID-19, we saw this. In fact, I think I did a write-up on our Montana Talks website a while back, kind of making this point, that we saw this during COVID-19, but we see this time and time again. If you question your government, the local media will question you. The local media will attack you or your business or the group that you're a part of or whatever. But if your government clearly screws up, clearly crosses the line, the media doesn't question them by and large. Instead, they go right along with it. It's exactly what we saw with COVID-19 here when the Democrats were in charge of the governor's mansion. I mean, former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock and his lockdown lawyer, who is now the Democrat candidate for lieutenant governor. I mean, they were going out and they were pushing these stupid mask mandates. They were shutting down small businesses but keeping the big box stores open. They were shutting down schools. But when you or I would question these things, like we as Americans are supposed to do. We are supposed to question our government. Journalists are supposed to question government. They are supposed to question government officials. But instead, no, what did they do? They were cheerleaders right alongside big government. They were the cheerleaders of these lockdowns. They were the cheerleaders of these mask mandates. They were the cheerleaders of shutting down schools. They were the cheerleaders of the fear campaign. Instead of doing their job as journalists and questioning these organizations, they go right along with it. And just like how they refuse to do their job and ask any tough questions of liberal Senator John Tester. Instead, they are just the cheerleaders that go right along with it every single time. I mean, it's like, think about it. How many polls have now come out in the past few week or so? We've had like 3 different polls that have now come out in this U.S. Senate race. The media loves polls. They love horse race election coverage. They don't like to dig too deep into the policy issues by and large, but they love polls because that's something that's easy to report. We've had polls that show Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy leading John Tester by 5 points, 6 points, 7 points in 3 different credible polls that have been released here in the last week and a half. Do you hear hardly a peep out of most of the media outlets in Montana talking about it? No. Because just like they cheerleaded the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school closures, they are cheerleading the open border policies and everything else of liberal Senator John Tester. That's why they refuse to ask him any tough questions. All right, back into the phone lines we go. Frank in Evergreen, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, morning. I wanted to talk about a movie that kind of explains Kamala's last speech. And it's called The Woman in Black. It's a horror movie that was written back in the early 80s, but they made a movie in about 1989 about a girl that was, as a young girl, scorned by everyone in the village in England, and she lived in a kind of a haunted-looking house all on a lone road, and they made a spooky movie out of it, but anyone she looked at would die. She had this vengeance in her soul, and it was just all Kamala needed was a veil that this woman would wear, and it was very spooky. But
so you think Kamala has a vengeance in her soul?
But yes, all through her speech, she was talking about how she was scorned as a child. It was kind of she doesn't want to work together for peace; she wants to fight for peace.
Interesting. Yeah, it certainly was a very hate-filled Democrat National Convention. I mean, they said Donald Trump how many times, and they only said border once? Yeah. All right. Well, Frank, thanks for the call. We got other callers calling in right now. 294-0970. Back right after this quick break. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you know, that point that Francis and Bigfoot said, look, we all know how critical this election is. Are your taxes going to go? Are the Trump tax cuts going to go away next year, or are they going to stay in place? Are you going to be taxed on unrealized gains, which is what Kamala Harris wants to do, which is mean that's what Tester will do, too. Forget the fact that we're on the brink of World War III. The fact that they're trying to kill Colstrip, which would then also kill Montana resources in Butte. I mean, look at everything that is on the line this November, and yet look at how many people out there are still too afraid to stand up, even in just some of the tiniest ways, right? I tell you what, I'm so thankful. We had so many great business owners. I've done probably 85 events, I think, now, all across Montana. We've been doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. And, you know, some business owners are like, oh, no, I don't want to look like I'm doing this or that. It's like, well, we can be out on the street. We don't need to be inside your business. And that's okay. I totally respect that. But I just want to say a big thank you to all these businesses. I mean, grocery stores, restaurants, bars, hardware stores, you name it, that we've gone to all across the state. And it's actually been a ton of fun. And it's worked out really well. And most of their customers are happy because they're getting a free gift card, you know, so they got a gift card to the hardware store, the grocery store, the restaurant or whatever. And then, you know, we're very kind and polite. We don't bother people. We don't hassle them. We're not like those signature gatherers that literally are annoying people and hassling them out in front of their businesses. You know, we just say, hey, here's a gift card. And if you want to find out why we're passing these out, well, we got a table right over there. Come see us. And then people are like, well, what are you doing? And then we give them a quick little spiel about inflation and government spending, and et cetera. And it's a ton of fun because you get out and you just talk to everyday folks all across the state. But it was fun because I stepped into that octagon at the Fusion Fights. So we went to Haver for the Fusion Fights Saturday night. And because Americans for Prosperity Montana is sponsoring the Fusion Fights, so I got to step in the octagon and talk to the crowd for like 45, 60 seconds, right? Quick little pitch in between the main event fights. And, you know, I didn't know if people were going to boo what I had to say or if they were going to cheer what I had to say. But I don't care. This is America. Many of us fought for those freedoms. So I told the crowd, I was like, look, you can boo what I say, you can cheer what I say. This is supposed to be a free country. Now we're quickly seeing that it's becoming less and less of a free country every day. That's why RFK and Tulsi Gabbard are endorsing Donald J. Trump, because that's how bad things are getting right now. Fundamental American freedoms are on the line this November. So I stepped in the octagon, and now some of you already heard this story, but I stepped into the octagon, and the Haver Ice Dome was packed full of people. And I said, all right, you can cheer, you can boo. I said, we got a red corner, we got a blue corner in this octagon. Some of you are cheering for a blue corner, some of you are cheering for a red corner, some of you are going to boo this guy, some of you are going to cheer that guy. Well, we're in the fight for the future of our country, and we've got a blue corner, and we've got a red corner. Now, feel free to cheer, feel free to boo. When I mentioned the names in the blue corner, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, the place was just filled with boos. I couldn't even believe that. I knew there'd be maybe some boos, maybe a little bit of polite golf clap applause. The whole place was filled with, like, thundering, you know, like that low rumble, like that freight train passing by, of boos for the blue corner. And then when I got to the red corner and Donald J. Trump, there's thunderous, roaring applause. It was insane. I got to get the video for you so that you can see it. Because, again, Haver, Montana, Hill County, typically has been Democrat-leaning, typically has been a Democrat stronghold. But I think a big part of the reason why places like that are no longer Democrat strongholds is because the Democrat Party has been abandoning union voters. They have been, you know, deliberately undermining union jobs, from the shutdown of the Keystone XL pipeline to trying to force the COVID vaccine on railroad employees. The war on coal, you name it. The EV push that killed union auto worker jobs, they are deliberately destroying union jobs because the environmental wackos are the ones that are calling the shots in that party right now. And I think that's why we are seeing such a big change. All right, into the phone lines we go once again. Tom in the Gallatin Valley, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I'll be brief as possible here. I've got an important point to make. Recently, Kamala Harris talked about in her address to the country how she wants to instigate price controls on groceries. Well, groceries is a pretty big term. I mean, it's thousands of products in the grocery store. Just shows her complete lack and ignorance of how a free economy works. Let's just take an example, one product, a loaf of bread. She has no concept of, you have your farmer that has his acreage, and in the spring or in the fall, whatever, he's growing wheat or barley, he's got to till that soil, and he's running combines and tractors that are $400,000-$600,000 a piece. He's got to grow that wheat. He's got to irrigate it all year. Then he has to combine it. He has to truck it. He has to send it to the various markets. And ultimately, someone's going to make a loaf of bread out of it. Now, Kamala Harris says that, well, a loaf of bread can only be sold for $1.50, $2. And that farmer that spends all this money and everybody else producing that loaf of bread says, well, I can't stay in business if my grain will only sell for X number of dollars. So what's he going to do? He's going to stop growing wheat. Or he'll find a market abroad in another country, in India or somewhere, and that's where he's going to sell his grain to.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just one example of why price controls don't work. It's a communistic, socialistic technique that has been tried and failed everywhere, always.
Well, that's why, one of the farmers that came and said hello, got to meet so many great folks when I was at the Mint Bar and Cafe in Big Sandy on Saturday afternoon and early evening, because I had to get up to the fights and have her. But he said, "Gol, I wish I would have delivered my grain on Thursday instead of Saturday, because the price of wheat went down 18 cents in just those 3 days. And, you know, we're barely getting much for our wheat right now as it is." So they're not getting a big price for their wheat, but they're spending a massive amount of money on energy costs right now because of this failed energy policy by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and John Tester. So they're losing money because of the higher energy costs.
Diesel additives and all the things that go into being a ranch or a farmer. So
And what has John Tester done for his neighbors? Flooded the country with illegal aliens. He's taken your money and given it to all these other countries and these illegal aliens, and then you're paying more for groceries. You're paying more for everything, including the loaf of bread. And then for your own product, you don't get a high enough price for it, but you're losing a bunch of money because of the failed energy policy. So it's just like a double, triple hit to a lot of these farmers and ranchers out there. And then, you know, and then he puts people like Tracy Stone Manning in charge of the Bureau of Land Management, this eco-terrorist who's given special perks to her buddies at the American Prairie Reserve. I mean, he just has a complete disregard for rural Montana, and it's obvious. And now the High Line, you know, is drying up. I mean, man, the Milk River, you should have seen how low it was. And it's dry in certain spots because of the failure of the St. Mary's siphon, which has happened under John Tester's watch. Next up, let's go to Dustin in Kalispell. Dustin, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Aaron? I just wanted to give you a head up here and just say that, you know, I'm proud of what you're doing. Myself, I was an OEF combat vet in the Marines in 2010, and I just wanted to come on here and express myself here in the Flathead Valley and say that, you know, the commercials that we keep hearing about, Veterans for John Tester. I'll tell you what, man, I'm so sick and tired of being put in that category that I'm one of those veterans that's for John Tester. And my biggest concern is, or question I guess I would have for you is I've got a bunch of guys here down in the valley that would be ready to actually work with Tim Sheehy on a commercial that would state, veterans are not for John Tester.
Yeah.
So, Well, I don't know if that's something we could plug out there and maybe well, try to shoot, get to happen.
I'm happy to pass along your contact info if you want to shoot me a message on the Montana Talks app or email Aaron at MontanaTalks.com. But, you know, isn't it crazy? You think about it, Dustin. First off, thanks for your service. Over 100,000 veterans in Montana. So John Tester gets a tiny handful of them to support him? There's over 100,000 veterans in Montana.
And you know what's really crazy is almost every veteran, every combat veteran, all of my age and generation have come forward. I have not come across one single veteran that said, put my name on the ticket for John Tester. Nah, that's a load of farce, man.
I met one, but he was already a Democrat, so he's like, well, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess my biggest thing is, you know, being a Marine and whatnot, and there's a few in the crowd, and I've held that through to the core of my body.
Hold that thought. Hey, Dustin, I want to come back to you if you can stand by. I got to hit a hard break here, but I'll come back to you right after this if you can stay with us.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The media will not play Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their own words. That's why we're deputizing and asking all of you to help us bypass this corrupt, abusively biased media in this country. And that means to go to Hannity.com, get them in their own words. Post it on social media, share it with your friends, neighbors, coworkers. Same with Tim Walz. Because otherwise, there's not going to be widespread knowledge of how radical, extreme, and dangerous these policies are. And they get away with it. They're the single biggest contributors to the Harris-Walz campaign out there. It is technically an in-kind donation, but whatever.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, do you have big plans for Labor Day weekend? Well, let Blinds.com handle the heavy lifting. Now, Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale is almost here, but you can save right now on their best-selling window treatments during their spectacular Labor Day Early Access Sale. Now, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments 100% online, and that means you're saying yes to upfront pricing. Now, Blinds.com has award-winning design experts. They'll offer free virtual consultations on your schedule. They can send you free samples right to your door, fast and free. Do the measuring and installation yourself, or frankly, let Blinds.com handle it all. They install unlimited window treatments for one low cost. Now, don't miss Blinds.com's Labor Day Early Access Sale. It's happening right now. Save up to 45% for a limited time. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Their Labor Day Early Access Sale going on right now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Gridlock is good, said a good friend of mine during the 90s when huge plans to do things like overhaul health care were stymied by a divided Congress. That's because the economy hummed along despite the inaction, whittling down deficits as growth was good and inflation was at bay. Almost 30 years later, his phrase is being proven right again, but in the opposite sense. We have possibly the worst slate of economic proposals ever touted in a political campaign, which is saying something. And with the new proclivity of leaders to ram through big new spending and policy changes with razor-thin voting margins, or in the case of executive action, no margins at all, there is every likelihood of seeing them put into action. Tariffs, price controls, more discretionary tax law changes, and gobs of spending increases and tax cuts without a care in the world as to how to pay for them. And it might not just be campaign rhetoric to simply be silently forgotten after move-in day at the White House. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the site.com for more details.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know we're short on time as we wrap up this hour. I've got a couple callers I want to sneak on here, but I want to go back to Dustin, an Afghanistan veteran on the phone lines from Kalispell. Hey, Dustin, what more did you want to share? Thanks for staying on the phone lines with us.
Well, ain't no problem, man. I'll make this short and sweet. I just, you know, with me being a Marine, and I felt that to my core, I hate being painted into a picture of a group of people and being told that, you know, the whole community of Montana says that veterans are protesters. I'm just coming out on here making sure that I'm making people aware that veterans are not protesters. And those that stand up right now and say they're protesters, it's idiocracy. I don't understand how someone can be worth, like the commercials we see for the, you know, Vietnam vets that have come out and said that I'm Tim Sheehy's bad for our state and bad for veterans. Well, I'll tell you right now, you know, those individuals, if they've got a VFW, you know, annual member, they should be getting revoked. That kind of stuff does not have anything to do with the fact that veterans do not stand for tester. And that's where I'm just putting my foot forward and making sure that other veterans of my generation step forward and say what's true, and that is that we are not for John Tester.
Well, look, we've all served with a variety of folks with different backgrounds, and we thank all who've served. What I've found, because I've gotten a chance to talk with people all across the state, is that those who are veterans that are supporting Tester, typically they're already crazy partisan Democrats that are going to support the Democrat anyway, whether the other guy is a solid veteran or not. What really frustrates me is when you get like some of these guys, like there's one guy in one of the John Tester commercials attacking Tim Sheehy. And I know the guy. The guy was a deployment dodger for 20 plus years in Helena. Never went on a deployment. Well, all these young men underneath him went on deployments. He's kind of like a Tim Walz. So it's like, oh, but you're going to take shots at somebody who did go serve in combat. Wow, man. That's the guys that really ticked me off. Dan from Vida says he's a submarine veteran. He'd be in that Sheehy ad too. With you there, Dustin. All right, a couple minutes left to go this hour of the show. We got Ron and Big Fork on the phone lines, and I checked in with Ron during the break. So, Ron, you got the new course catalog for Flathead Valley Community College in the mail, and there was a certain course that stood out to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Jane Karras, by the way, should be ashamed of herself for even having this. It's called Women in Welding, and the course provides a non-threatening environment for women to learn to weld. How threatening can a welding course be? I mean, it's not like you're teaching explosive devices disassembly. I mean, this has just gone too far. And there's a lot of men that would like to take this course, maybe to start enhancing their ability to get a decent job. I wanted to take it because I wanted to fabricate some things around my house, but this is just ridiculous.
Well, what if
you can have women in diesel truck repair?
Well, what if a man wants to do a welding course but wants to hang out with the ladies? Can he identify as a woman and go to the women in welding course, or is that not allowed? I don't know.
There's going to be special emphasis put on avoiding chipped nails and singed eyebrows.
You know, it's funny, when I was in Haver, one of the great ladies I got to meet at Char's Cafe Sunday morning, she's got a plumbing business in Haver, and business is good. Plumbing business. I wonder if the only reason she got into the plumbing business was because there was a women in plumbing course that she had to take before she could do the gender segregated plumbing class. Oh,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that out. This has got to stop.
Well, how many kids go to college just to meet girls, and then you find out the girls are in a separate classroom? They want their money back now. All right. Ron, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Mark Lauder, former special assistant to President Trump. He's on the ground in Montana. He's already here just outside our studios. He'll be with us coming up for the 9 o'clock hour, taking your phone calls and more. Going to be great to have him here on the show in studio, talking Montana specific stuff as well. And we'll take your phone calls. If you've got a quick question or comment, want to jump in on the conversation. So I had a big guest on the show a while back. Mark Lauder was a special assistant to President Trump. He's now with the America First Policy Institute. I forget what I was interviewing him about. You know, probably the big news of the day. One of our listeners heard him on the radio and said, you know, I should invite him out here to Montana, see if he wants to come to our event. So he's going to be in Montana. He's going to be in studio on Montana Talks coming up on Monday. So make sure you stay tuned. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.